to the Mad Trio Podcast. This week we have the California pariah, Jonathan Charney, of James the Fat Man Stevens.
Hello.
And a man who once paid $20 to see under the top of a Dolly Parton lookalike, Ryan Preston. So,
I missed who the lookalike was for.
Dolly Parton.
So I got a question for you guys. So which one of you guys is going to buy me the One X?
The Xbox?
Yeah.
Why?
Man.
I don't know.
You don't even have...
I don't understand why.
Well, you want to know... Well, one of the reasons...
Why the Xbox One X?
Ooh. Well, the only reason, like, Brian and I, out of the three of us, are the only ones who have a 4K TV, and it does look... It does look amazing.
Fucking fantastic.
So
did you get it?
I have...
Ryan?
Yes. No. I got it early, like an asshole.
You got the One X or X1?
Yeah.
Well, I still have the day one release edition Xbox One. I've never had an Xbox console last this long. I had two original Xboxes, three 360s. I'm waiting until this motherfucker dies just to see how long it lasts. My day one edition. No, my day one edition controller just broke.
Oh shit! Yeah,
I
think I barely just lost my first one, maybe a few months back.
Did it just die?
It just stopped working correctly, and
one.
Whoa!
No. The controller.
Oh, okay.
Because mine just died, and I was just like, and for some reason, I've got three controllers. I don't play with anybody but myself. So apparently, I was thinking like
that's a little bit of much information, John.
That's why I have hairy palms.
Right.
So apparently I was feeling, because the 360 controllers were a little janky. I went through a couple of those. Yeah. The Dukes, the original Xbox controllers, you can beat somebody to death with and still reuse them.
Yeah. Fucking seriously. They don't build shit like they used to. Remember cartridges? You know how long those fucking things last?
Oh,
yeah.
So last year for Christmas, I bought my wife the Nintendo Switch. It uses cartridges, but tiny cartridges.
Yeah.
By the way, that's an amazing console for what it is. It's basically a tablet-sized gaming system, but it's a full-on Nintendo. I'm pretty impressed with the little I've played with
it. I kind of wanted to get it, but I never did.
Yeah, it does seem like a fantastic idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea, actually.
So I got my wife...
Yeah, Nintendo's playing a different game than everyone else, though, you know?
Yeah.
Well, realistically...
Not games, but just, yeah.
Well, it's really hard...
Got what you meant.
I think it's really hard for one. You're going against two hardcore gaming systems like the Xbox and the PlayStation. And the Wii and the Wii U, I wasn't really impressed with. So I think going versus the more portable market, going for the kid market. I bought my wife one of the Zelda games. I think it was the one for the Wii U. And it came with one of the Mario Brothers games. And it's perfect. And the benefit of this is it literally lets you... It comes with a stand with a mini HDMI port. You pop it on there. It goes on the screen. You pop it off. You continue to play. It's actually very impressive. I doubt it's that powerful, but realistically, you don't need amazing hardware for Nintendo games. The Wii U was not that impressive of a console spec-wise.
What was it? The goodness gracious. The Nintendo...
The GameCube?
No, the one before that, the
64.
Yeah, the N64.
Oh,
like
the
64. That one was quite a big jump for Nintendo back in the day.
Well,
it was still the greatest system of the. See, here's the thing: is unless you had a really nerdy uncle growing up, if you were born in the early to mid '80s, you know, you played Nintendo or PC. There was nothing else.
Yeah.
Nintendo was video games, unless you had an arcade nearby, you know, fucking nobody went to arcades.
I did.
We did. But we had, we had an amazing
my
arcade.
My first video game was the original Mario Brothers at Duck Hunt.
Every time, I wish I kept my 64. I didn't, because it was having issues. My aunt, who just passed away this year, actually bought me my Nintendo 64. That's one of the reasons I wish I kept it. Because I've recently run into, like, semi-small stacks of GoldenEye. And it's just like, wait, now I can buy it for cheap and I don't have the damn
thing. But, GoldenEye...
Dude, my man, I know.
GoldenEye was, like, the pivotal of, you know.
That was the game changer,
yeah,
literally.
That really was.
That was the only game I actually really liked. I liked Mario Kart and GoldenEye. Was the only two games I really enjoyed. Matter of fact,
I mean, my favorite part of that
played.
Game was that one, the level where you come out on the dam and you jump off the dam and you just open up the gates. And the trick was to shoot all three guards headshots without one alarm going off. I used to be able to do that all the time.
My favorite level was the one where you go through, was it the duct, land in the bathroom?
Oh, yes.
And if you did it right, you could snipe everybody and nobody would ever see you or hear you.
But Ryan also had a thing in that same level. It's where the guards keep on spawning.
Oh.
And you get the P90s and just sit there and annihilate the shit out of them. And how long did you say you had it up for? 2 weeks?
You would keep getting their ammo. Yeah, I left it on for like 2 weeks. maybe more realistically about a week, but I remember it being like at least a whole school week because I would come home from school and I would play it a bunch. I would just sit there and kill people coming through the door. They would come in five at a time. And at the end of that whole thing, I think I killed something like 70,000 people.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
In that one level.
Yeah, it's like James in Fallout getting the power cores.
I think he still have like 3,000.
Have you played Red Dead at all, the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, man, dude. That might be one of my favorite stories of any fucking video game I've ever played.
Have you gone? This is the only reason I've gone into story mode is so I can do a little bit more. Like, I just recently unlocked the ability to, by the way, spoiler alert, but like, we actually care. I recently unlocked the ability to sell coaches and carriages and shit.
Okay, yeah.
But I
I'm
love,
not even there yet.
I just started screwing around and killing people. Like, I got one of the first gun, the rifle you get, I put a scope on and I was sniping carriages. And so I actually caused one to go off a cliff.
I'll tell you what, there's so much about the story that I actually want to talk about that I'm not going to. But
and it's well, a, I haven't
from
done
a,
any
from
of
a
the
gameplay,
story. Here's I mean,
the
you can
thing,
ask Ryan.
Dude, from a gameplay standpoint, me and James are pretty much always on the same page. James to a little bit more of an extreme level than I am, but that's we pretty much grind every single early part as much as possible to try to be as overpowered as possible by the time we start going through the story.
Yeah, so
just because if anybody gives us any lip, they're not.
Well, I just did shoot somebody for that.
the other reason why I continue the story is I'm trying to unlock a couple of firearms that are still locked.
So. Here's the thing that I was going to say is the story itself, it kind of removes the need to grind. It's really interesting because you get as much money as you really need sort of throughout that story.
Interesting.
You know, so you, and there is, it does behoove you to play the story quite a bit through, at least through like maybe like chapter 3 and 4, or at least get to chapter 4. Because that's when you actually do unlock quite a bit of the things, and they unlock in sort of natural, you know, intervals of low to high.
Well, so the way that I played it this time around, I played the first Red Dead, and I kind of burned through about half the story before I just decided just to go. And this one, I'm a little bit perturbed by the fact that I actually had to play the story to unlock the ability to play poker.
Which is a stupid story, by the way.
And also, I just found out that I actually had to go and go on a hunt with some old bastard to unlock a horse. And I was pretty perturbed by that. And the fact that who the fuck is going to draw a pistol on a bear? I just got to say that. I mean,
is it a Smith & Wesson 500?
Actually, I had the volcano equipped at that time. But I'm just like, why?
That did make me laugh because when I originally did that part, I was like, shit, flash of Captain Keys.
Well, I'm just like sitting there like, shit, why is he going for the pistol? I had the carbine in my hand.
Well, why didn't he draw the fucking thing?
I'm like, you know, I could have just popped off 3 shots in its skull with the carbine and brought it down.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that would have killed it. but I was just a little bit disturbed by the fact that they did the basically the you're drawing on a bear.
Have you killed a buffalo?
Yeah,
I actually killed the buffalo pretty early.
What we could agree on is that James would do some of these things differently.
That buffalo took me a lot to hit.
He said it took him a lot to hit. I killed I think I killed two buffalo so far, and one was one shot in the head. The other one was like two from behind. But
oh, the other thing, my favorite thing so far now are gang camps.
Oh yeah, those
so
are
so much fun. I've run into three or four of them, and that's the only reason I like Deadeye.
Goddamn O'Driscoll's.
Like, that's the only time I'll really use Deadeye, just because I'll be like, I'll try to kill as many as I can, and like I'll kill the guys around it, and leave one guy around, and he's going like, I'm gonna kill you.
So, have you guys ran into the Mexican guy that's out there trying to get you to
shoot?
Yeah,
I killed him. I shot him in the head.
He's actually kind of fun to play against. I beat him every time.
Yeah, what we can agree on is that we're all sadists when we play games.
Yeah.
I was hoping another guy would pop up. That's one of the reasons I did it, because he's fucking annoying.
Well, Ryan will like this one. I shot a guy in the head for calling multiple raises pre-flop with 6-9 off suit. Now, guess what he hit? A bullet to the head.
6-9.
I stood up and shot him right in the middle of Valentine.
I do have
right
to say
in the middle of the saloon, anyways.
These controls are like,
you know how many times I've wanted to shoot people for going in over the top for something like a 6-9 offsuit.
Yeah.
This is the kind of game that I'm like nope, this is why I have a pistol.
See,
at the
now
table.
I cannot count how many times I cleared the poker table and the first Red Dead with a shotgun.
Yeah.
I mean, that was always fun. And I do like the fact that this one, if you actually, I don't know if you guys have done this yet. I actually did it while riding past somebody. I shot him in the head with a shotgun and disintegrated half of his skull. I thought that
was a
pretty
good feature.
I feel
like we're playing a little bit of inside baseball here.
The game itself, I think the controls are a little bit archaic because I went to talk to somebody and I shot him in the head and then I had to kill his dog.
So I did that to the butcher in Valentine, too. I shot him.
There's this bum sitting by the river, and I went to talk to him, and boom, right in the head. And you could – I wish it did replay.
Was that the preacher?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was just some random
I accidentally killed some guy's dog and had to shoot the guy because he got all pissed off.
I would be pretty pissed off if you shot my dog, too.
Have you been to the big city yet, Ryan?
Blackwater?
Yes.
It's the – I don't know.
No, Saint Denis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
because okay,
it's the
one,
big
yeah.
city on, like, the right-hand side of the map. That one, people are really effing touchy. It's pretty
funny.
Yeah,
they're a little bit uptight.
Like I'll cut one off and they're like, you know, blah 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 blah.
I actually just trampled some dude with my horse and he didn't do anything. Got back up and yelled at me and I kept going.
I got attacked.
I was busy.
And the most recent one I did is I freed one of my guys who was stuck in this prison camp. And now I got a $250 bounty for half the fucking map.
Yeah, see, John's complaining about that. I have like a over $200 bounty in a couple areas.
Ryan? Well, my goal was to try to do a lot of crap, but not have any bounties. Like, I've killed a lot of people, but nobody ever saw me do it because all the witnesses died.
Okay, so, Ryan, I just want to point this out. This kind of annoyed me. So I texted you at 11:55 about me killing the bear, right?
Yeah.
So right after that text, I went up, found the Arabian. And I tried riding the Arabian, and it bucked me, and then it just bolted. It took me a while to try to find it. I didn't find it. But so from that time until John showed up around 5 o'clock, I spent all those hours in that same area hunting and sleeping and trying to get that shit to refresh.
The horse. By the way, how do you...
It just refreshed.
I've never gotten a horse to...
It just refreshed before John showed up.
I've never captured a horse. I tried to capture one that kept running away, so I shot it in the head. I tried lassoing.
There's two methods. So the one that I found that worked really well, I'm not sure how it worked this, but there was some dude complaining about his horse or some shit, so I rode by and shot him, and his horse took off, so I chased down his horse, and I lassoed the horse, and I stayed in the saddle. So I was able to hold on to the horse well saddled, but the wild horses, for some reason, he hops off the saddle for.
So, okay.
Now, I'm going to go to the actual method. So the actual method is to creep up on the horse... And then you hold left trigger and you have calm buttons and you can talk to it and calm it down.
Right.
and then slowly get up to it, and as you get closer, you can finally get on the horse, and then you have to break it with the left stick, you know.
So next time I see somebody with a black horse, I'm totally going to kill the guy, because my guy's all black, dressed in black. I've got a black saddle.
So you're just going to be Johnny Cash?
Hell yeah.
John's going to be the highwayman. Yep.
Man in Black from Westworld. That's what I was going for.
Brian, you were going to jump in on about the horses?
No, I was basically going to say exactly what you said as far as just lock onto them, calm them down. But you got to sneak up on them like you're hunting.
Yeah, that's how I got up to the Arabian. And I was going to just lasso it on the horse, but I kind of was like, well, this thing's just going to outrun my horse. So, you know, I was like, I'll try the hunting method.
Have you guys hog-tied anybody?
I have.
So my favorite thing to do right now is I'll hog tie somebody, I'll hoof it up a cliff, and I'll throw them off of it.
So I was going to bring that up. Now, in the original Red Dead,
so much fun.
They actually had a train icon.
What was that?
The achievement. Did you get the achievement, James?
For?
See, in the original Red Dead, for what you're about to describe, there was a fucking achievement for it.
Yeah.
It was called Dastardly.
Yes, I did.
I miss achievements, by the way.
Now, the original one, they actually had a little icon where the train was going. Mm-hmm. I noticed this one doesn't have one. Is there one that gets unlocked later on in the story? I'm kind of throwing that out to Riley.
If you're in an area for a while, you'll see a train come by.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, in the original one, they actually had a little icon of where the train was.
Yeah, there's no icon. Yeah. There is one online because you get to rob them.
This one seems a little bit more... It doesn't give you a whole lot of information like the previous ones. Like, I remember on the other one, it would give you an arrow for everything. Some things don't have arrows on it. They just tell you, go to the left side of the map until it's this. It's between this one and this one. So it's a little bit old school in that regard.
Well, have you done the serial killer?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. That one's a fun one. Did you also find the guy that the gunsmith with the guy chained up in his basement?
No, where is that?
Yes.
Where is that?
I forget which town that's in.
I haven't really.
I want to say it was Strawberry.
I think it is Strawberry. I think you're right.
Right now, I've been having fun pissing off the oil workers.
I haven't done that yet.
Well, like I'll rock by it, and the guy threatens me. So next time I'm going to do it, I'm going to walk by it and go a certain distance, start sniping him off. Because he'll walk behind you for a good couple of whiles and say, yeah, you better not, and I'll talk shit to him. It's like, I'm going to kill you, and you talk shit more, and I always get people to draw first, which, you know, an Old West, the old wives' tale for the Old West is if they drew first, you got to kill them, and you got a freebie.
Well, I actually had some guy I was, like, riding by. You might have seen the guy that's walking in front of his, like, pack mule or his horse with the gun. I rode by that guy, and I was going to actually just say something to him. And I guess I pointed my gun at him. And then when I released it, he said, not so tough now without your gun. So I turned around and shot him. And I have a habit of just leaving bodies where they lay after I loot them.
That's always what I do.
And so I'm riding along, and I see another guy coming on his horse, and then, like, 30 seconds later, I get a witness mark, and I'm just like, God damn, do I have to go back and shoot this? Screw it. I just kept going.
I've chased everybody
thing about me playing this game is that I'll shoot somebody for one reason or another, usually because they challenge my authority.
Yeah.
I'm a psychopath when I play these games.
Yeah.
But I'll start riding down the road. Like James said, leave him in the middle of the road. Fuck it. And I'll see somebody ride past me, and I'll just immediately turn around like, God damn it, and start following that guy because I know he's going to walk by the body I just left there. So as soon as he does, and he's like, what the hell? I just shoot him. And I'm like, fuck. And then I ride back the way I was going, and then there's another guy that comes across. I'm like, son of a bitch.
I had that.
So this will happen like six times in a fucking row before I just decide to ride off into the sunset.
I just keep going. I'm not that.
I recently had that happen where there were two guys who literally rode right past the body. And so one guy was actually putting up a fight, and it really pissed me off. And so the guy was halfway across the map already. So it was far enough away that I could still get at him, you know. So I ended up like running full speed at him. Horse almost died. Killed him, and witness mark went away. It's like, thank God nobody else found the body. But at that point, I was so fucking far away from it.
Oh, my favorite one so
far.
All right,
well, here's a pro tip. For one, use your mask if you're going to do some shit.
Second,
if you get a wanted level, there's three levels of witness. If the icon is white, that means they don't know who you are. If it's sort of bright red, then they saw you did it, but they don't know that it's you. And if it's dark red, they know exactly who it is, and they're going to report you, Arthur Morgan, and you'll get a bounty even if you get away. But if it's white or the light red, you can just bail, and they won't know who you are. Go change your clothes and then go about your business.
So what if you just take off your mask, but you keep on your clothes?
Well, they gave a description of you. So if you get away from the little area and change your clothes, if they ride by you, they won't know who you are.
So, but if you just take off the mask and they see your clothes, will they go, "Hey, you're so and so"?
Yeah, because you look like the guy they gave a description of.
Yeah,
this is the reason why I always keep all my some clothes on the horse.
I just have I've used the mask once.
I don't.
I don't care. Come after me.
Up until my dumbass guy I saved, I left no witnesses. I did horrendous shit, but killed everybody.
Oh, I'm already getting dark side points.
James is the type of person in video games, he can corrupt the uncorruptible.
Yeah, no, I went full on evil the first playthrough. I'm going through it again with the going trying to go high honor level.
But you've already beat the game?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it that short of a game, or you just have a lot more free
time?
No,
it's really not. I discovered that like all the grinding that I would have otherwise done, it's not like I'm trying to raise my level. I just want the guns and I want the money, because there is no level. It's like Grand Theft Auto, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I realized like I can't go. I mean, they're going to give me what I need at the time that I need it. And if I want all these things, then I kind of have to go through the mission. A couple of rifles that I wanted that I couldn't get because they basically have to be given to you during a mission. And all the money that I really needed was basically provided through the missions, you know, for upgrade and stuff that I would have wanted. So there was no need to grind. You know, I basically just kind of wandered around, did what I wanted to, but I wasn't trying to spend every 5 minutes, you know, getting as many pelts as possible.
Yeah.
You know, just so I can make the $100 before I'm supposed to make the $100.
So,
gotcha.
If you beat the game, is it still open world, or is it like you have to?
Oh, see, here's the thing: is I can't go into that. I can't go into the end of the game.
No, no, I just meant like once you finish it, can you still play around with it, or is that the no? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, but the details of that are gonna fucking make you smile.
Oh no, I'm cool with that. I just want to know because like there's games like the first God, what was it? It was something. There was a game. I don't remember what it was, but it was a fun game, open world up until the end, and you couldn't do shit. It's just like
Mass Effect.
Let me fuck around. You guys have this amazing open world, and now I can't do diddly with it. It really pissed me off.
Kind of reminded me of that's what it felt like with the first Mass Effect, though. I mean, you had the ability to go all over the place, and then once the game was over, it's like...
Yeah.
By the way, talk about Mass Effect. Did you guys play Andromeda?
No.
I loved it. I actually had a lot of fun with it and was really pissed that they said, okay, no DLCs.
Yeah.
Did you like it? Did you like it as well? Because I loved it. I thought it was really good.
I did. I mean, it's really, you really need to play the first, you know, three.
Yeah.
In order to really appreciate what's going on. But I did enjoy it.
I had
but
a lot
it does
of...
not stand alone, for sure.
Oh, no. But, I mean, that was one of the few games that I've been addicted to as an adult. Because it was Fallout 4, because I was super addicted to that.
Yeah, that game was unbelievable.
And that's that was the first game I've ever played where I just wandered and then just became unbelievably unbeatable just by wandering.
Well, that's one of those games where you can get really OP, and that's a game that's worth it to grind. Skyrim, any of the Elder Scrolls stuff, that's how I learned how to I'm not going to do any missions.
Okay, so,
until I'm the richest guy around.
Hold on. Now, I want to bring that up because that's one of the things I was going to mention with the Red Dead. The fact that, you know, you have to play certain missions to be able to play poker, to get the fastest horse in the game. Now, I love the fact...
But all that stuff happens early, though.
I love the fact that when I played Oblivion, I did play Morrowind, but I didn't know I was playing Morrowind. Interesting story. Anyways, but when I played Oblivion the first time, I basically went into the White Tower, went right up to the head guy in all of Oblivion, went up to him, and robbed him blind within 10 minutes of playing the game.
And at the time, that staff was way overpowered.
And that staff that I stole off this bastard, I decided I was going to go take it into the arena. I beat the arena at, like, what was I, a level 5?
If.
And I obliterated the entire arena and got, like, a bunch of shit that I shouldn't have been able to get to at such a low level.
My favorite thing about James is he created a spell that it took him 20 minutes to power up enough with buffs to be able to use.
Once.
And you literally, he's running around going, swallow, 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 spell, 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 swallow, swallow, you know? And then he used it once. He killed the one creature, but that's...
No, there was like spell. 5 or 6 minotaurs chasing my ass.
But it was hilarious.
And they all dropped dead.
It's the greatest one-time spell if you have a long enough time to run around. Run
away. Oh, man, I love the spellcrafting in that game.
That was the reason why Skyrim wasn't as fun.
Yeah.
On Fallout 4, though, one of the reasons I liked Fallout 4 was for the building.
Yeah.
So in my home base area was like the place they gave you originally. I've got this bridge across the middle of the way with rocket launchers. Unfortunately, anytime any bad guy comes even remotely close, my console starts locking up, and then I die.
Yeah, I created a room full of grenades just to throw one grenade in.
And I have this...
That was pretty badass.
I have this one... Then there's this one base where there's a bunch of bad guys right next to it. So I put a bunch of weapons on towers on top of the buildings. So it's one big building with a pool, and I put weapons around it, created a tower, another weapon. And anytime you're near it, all you hear all day long when you're near it is gunfire. And then, because everybody's dying. I love the aspect. And once you get the
cheat... In Skyrim, in one of the DLCs that you get the houses, I filled one of my houses entirely with cabbage. Floor to ceiling.
In Skyrim, in one of the... I forgot which building it was. I filled a room full of all the junk I ended up collecting. So anytime I went in, it was like Fimergy's closet because shit would start falling back out.
Yeah, but it's still not as good as those.
Well, there was a fucking mod that somebody made where you can actually have a treasure room that based on how much treasure you have, it all kind of piles into this room.
I broke the game.
And my fucking game froze.
Yeah.
I broke the game with that.
Yeah, I couldn't use that save anymore. I had to delete like 5 or 6 saves and the mod.
I wasn't really impressed with the Skyrim mod.
Oh, I wasn't either.
By the way, you're going to talk about fucking Bethesda. So Fallout 76 has fucking microtransactions. And it's glitchy as hell from everything I've read. I'm so glad I decided not to buy it. Just for anybody knows, I despise microtransactions. I realize it's an MMO, but Warcraft doesn't have microtransactions as far as I know. At least it didn't the last time I played it. I fucking hate microtransactions. It's fucking cheating.
It's really ridiculous. You know, but also from the problem is from the business standpoint of like Rockstar, you know, doing it with GTA, they made billions of dollars from the game itself.
Yeah.
And then basically tripled their money by all the microtransactions.
So I'll be completely honest. With GTA, that kind of fits. I don't like it, but
it
kind of fits.
Well, because everything's so fucking expensive. Like, do I want to spend the next 9 months trying to get an airplane?
The thing that really bothers me is it doesn't seem to fit Fallout. That's not the feel I got. And that's why it pisses me off so much. With GTA, I can understand it. It has fucking strip clubs. which, by the way, they don't apparently like you when you shoot at people inside of those. But
All right.
I just wasn't... I don't know. I just was kind of pissed. Like, I was excited because I want another Fallout game. Fuck, I want another Elder Scrolls games and... You know, Bethesda sitting on their fucking thumbs with that stupid MMO they made.
Nah, I'm still pissed off at Lionsgate for not doing any more Fables.
Well, that's Microsoft's fault, actually.
Yeah, I agree, but...
And this is...
The Fables
The Fallout 76, for lack of a better term, Fallout, has been pretty fucking devastating for them. Yeah. I mean, the reviews on that game are fucking abysmal.
It's No Man's Sky level of Fallout.
Right, yeah. People are fucking furious.
And I didn't think anything else could get bad reviews because, you know, granted, I don't think this game is hyped as No Man's Sky. But I think there was built-in hype just because how fun Fallout 4 was.
Yeah, Fallout 4 was fantastic.
See, here's the thing is, I knew kind of what I was getting into with No Man's Sky. I really liked it.
Did you sell it?
Did I what?
No Man's Sky?
Did I what now?
Did you have No Man's Sky?
Yeah.
Have you played it lately? Because I've heard it's gotten a lot better.
Not lately. It's probably been, at least maybe 2-3 months since I played it.
Because somebody told me, and I don't remember who at this point, somebody told me that it's improved quite a lot since its first release date.
Yeah, I've had it, I want to say, pretty recently after its Xbox release.
Because I don't have time to play like multiple games, so Red Dead Redemption's gonna last me a while. All I'm doing in Red Dead is hunting, just because I have a lot of fun at that and like taking carriages and doing random shit. I really like hog tying people, and I'll ride them, and they're like, "Hey, don't do that!" No. And you go down the mountain and steal all their stuff. I mean. It's a lot of fun. I probably get more fun out of doing random crap like that than I should.
I usually just get in trouble when I try to loot the cops after I start shooting them.
By the way, shooting the sheriff in, was it Valentine? Sure pisses everybody off. I figured if I shot the
sheriff... Yeah, it tends to sour the mood.
I figured if you shot the sheriff, nobody would attack you. No, the whole town fucking attacks you. So I
had It's a beloved sheriff.
So you have to kill the whole town.
Apparently.
I've gotten close. Oh, another thing I found out was fun is near Valentine, this guy who raises goats. So I killed him, and every once in a while I'll come by and kill the goats. And
they respawn?
And last time I did it, it responded a couple of times. I don't know if he does, but the last couple of times he's been gone, so I keep killing the goats and getting free goat skins.
I'll tell you, the online's been kind of interesting so far. They got some shit to work out, but I've been playing the beta for maybe about a week now.
Of what?
Red Dead. The beta version for Red Dead Online.
Oh, yeah, I heard something about it. Like there were a group of people who were really pissed, and I didn't have time to read the headline.
It's the beta version, so Rockstar is really paying attention to the pissed off people.
The vocal minority.
The economy was a little bit weird. Like we were, everyone was kind of hoping that it wouldn't be so much of a grind like GTA is.
Oh, no, it's going to be.
And it kind of was. So they sort of fixed the economy. They're about to patch it. I think the patch drops today, which will probably be two days ago for anybody listening to this.
Can I buy $1 million of Red Dead cash like you can with GTA for $20?
No, it's not that kind of a scale. But, I'm sure they're going to have their microtransactions you'll get $200 for $20 or something.
The thing I don't honestly get about that is it doesn't translate into the single player game, which, by the way, is the only thing I'm interested in. I don't fucking care. The only thing I want to do realistically is I want to set up a time where James, Ryan, and I get to play online and just terrorize the fuck out of a small town.
Right.
We've been playing together long enough that we don't really need to speak. And then it's hasn't really done well for anybody against us. At least James and I. Right?
Yeah, that would be interesting though. Yeah, for sure. Get like a little 3-man posse going on and start raiding shit.
We're gonna have to, because I know we're all free at night. We're gonna have to, once this is released, see if we can all do it and have a.
Well,
lot
you
of
guys
fun.
Can get the beta now. It's out now.
Yeah, I think I have to delete something in order to download that, because I've got the old 500 gigabyte Xbox. I keep having to delete games.
Dude, I'm rocking a fucking terabyte and a hard drive.
Nice.
I've
got the terabyte. I don't have the hard drive.
I've been thinking about getting a hard drive, but it's just right now I don't have the extra cash. But there's it's not.
What
like
I really want is a pay to flop.
You blue dot. I have more to say, but I'm trying not to make Bill Cosby jokes.
I'm trying to figure out if that was a Carl Sagan reference.
I lost my train of thought. I really like Red Dead. So far, it's been fun. I do like the fact that they don't force the story on you, which is something traditionally, even on open world games, they do to some degree.
Like, yeah.
Fallout 4 kind of forced the story a little bit. If you went into towns.
Yeah, there is one part that they do force the story, but it's only one part, and everything else is at your leisure. But the story is so fucking good that once I actually decided to kind of keep it going for a while, I was having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was kind of pissed at the beginning because I just wanted to screw around.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, does have a kind of a linear beginning, but it really endears you to the characters.
I really hate, that's the one thing about video games that they've never gotten away from that I really despise, is that I'm forced to stay in certain cutscenes, that I have to follow a linear path. At least it's not as bad as Half-Life 2. They let you do whatever you wanted, but the cutscene was real time, as in all the characters were the actual characters in the game. They weren't like videos.
Mm.
So you could do whatever you want, but you had to wait till the stupid bitch shut up. I was so pissed as a kid when that came out. By the way, Valve, you suck.
That was a great game, though.
I want Half-Life 3. I've been wanting... Matter of fact, at this point, it's the Duke Nukem forever.
I've been wanting Half-Life 3 for 20 years.
it's the Duke Nukem forever of the modern generation. I waited 20 years. Since 1997 till the day Duke Nukem Forever was released was how long I waited for that game, and it was a disappointment. If you don't make Half-Life 3, I'm going to be mad. But if you make it and it sucks, I hope Gabe goes down and...
He'll burn your building down.
Exactly. I don't know. I hope Gabe Newell or whatever his fucking name gets indigestion. Actually, he has more to worry from Reddit users than he does from me.
Yeah.
The other game I really want to try is the new Hitman, because that game was always fun.
So I've been seeing stuff about Hitman lately. Like, is there like an actual new one, or is it the one that was out last year and it's like the second season?
I think
they were releasing the one that came out, oh gosh, a year and a half ago or so. They released like
episodic
like
seasons.
Episodes. Yeah.
I think it's the second.
It was fucking stupid.
It's been. Okay, it's a new rant. I hate episodic games. I just do. It's Half-Life tried to do it with the Orange Box. There's been other creators and game content that have been trying to do it over the years, and usually they fail fucking miserably because nobody's going to usually do that. But yeah, allegedly it's supposed to be the second season from what I've heard. I've loved Hitman. However, it's not as fun. There was one for the original Xbox that actually...
Yeah, the one for the original Xbox was fucking fantastic.
There were cheat codes. There was one that was like a nail, so you could nail, like, if you shot it at somebody, it would nail them to a wall. So I took every person from... And it's this giant mansion scene. It's this giant mansion level. I took every person from every part of this map and nailed them to the fucking ceiling. And when you shot at one part...
He made a psychopathic tableau.
And when you shot one of the walls, it was like a wave. You got to see the wave as the wave moved to the side of the building. I do kind of wonder if it wasn't for video games, if there'd be more psychotic people. I'm thinking video games are actually...
I think there would be.
I think video games are actually good for the psyche up to the point when you just don't move out of your mother's basement. Or at least fucking
yeah.
Last
thing I'm going to bring up, because goddamn, I think we've talked about too much fucking inside Red Dead shit already.
I'm okay with it.
But
what are the five people who listen to this going to get pissed?
Yeah, I'm fucking A right, man. So at the end of the game, when you're finally able to do whatever, that's when I decided to start cheating, because that's when I cheat. You know, I don't want to cheat throughout the game. I want to do everything. Regular. Anyway, besides the point, you can unlock the cheats, but once you actually use a cheat, whether or not you turn it off, you're not allowed to save anymore.
Yeah.
In Red Dead?
Yeah, that's what they did with the first one, too.
I didn't know there were cheats.
That is the...
They're in newspapers.
That's ridiculous. Like, how the fuck am I supposed to let out my inner psychopath if I can't sort of continue these little side missions with all my crazy cheats on?
Yeah.
So can you, if you turn them off, can you save? Or once you activate it, there's no saving period?
Yep.
No saving.
I don't like that.
Yeah, they did that with the first one, too. It was annoying.
So, wow. See, I like the way that Fallout does it with mods.
Yeah.
You just put a big letter C. There was a video game I played years ago for PC that once you activated cheat codes, it would go, cheater, cheater, cheater for a little bit. Which, you pissed me off as a kid. As an adult, I find it hilarious.
Cheater, right. Cheater. Oh,
and there was another game called Descent. I think it was Descent 2. I always chose the name when I was younger, Psychotic. And that game, it actually gave you Easter eggs, which was hilarious. I don't know why, but it did. It gave me stuff no other names would, and I never was able to unlock anything else with any other names because I spent hours. It was hilarious.
Huh.
That game as a kid, I could play for hours. My parents couldn't watch because it'd make them puke. As an adult, I couldn't do it. I need Dramamine. Dude, I get dizzy. I get dizzy going down fucking elevators. It's ridiculous. I went to one of these mystery dinners on a boat, nearly yacked. It's like, what the hell? Getting old fucking sucks.
I think that's just you. I don't think everybody gets dizzy going down elevators at 35.
I'm a little bit older than that. I'm close enough to having a midlife crisis. Like, unlike some people I know who buy Ferraris, Maseratis, you know what my midlife crisis is going to be? Probably buying a little bit bigger TV. I want to be rich,
damn it.
That's not
terrible.
Yes,
yeah,
I know,
I'm happy. I'm happy with my 4K. I love this fucking thing.
He gets to see pictures of his girlfriend in 4K.
So she lives in Canada. What? She's real.
Supposedly.
Too bad she's cash on delivery.
COD, yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for another random episode of the Mad Trio Show, for Jonathan Charney, James Stephen, and Ryan Preston, as always, thank you for listening.